Tomorrow's going to be, well, I don't know, circus might be a little too strong, but we got 52 kids, so it's pretty amazing. So we had practice this morning. It was great, but it's going to be a little bit crazy tomorrow. So anyway, so please pray for me. Summer, as you know, I had the opportunity to make a pilgrimage to the Holy Land, and that was the first time I'd ever been there. And one of the places that we got to go, was the Jordan River. And so we took where John was baptizing. It's actually not too far from Jericho, and it's also pretty fairly in the same region as what is known as Qumran. The place where they discovered the Dead Sea Scrolls, and so we took our bus down there, and we had like a little temperature thing on the bus, and I think it said 47, and so I'm kind of doing the mental math and things like that, and it's like it's about 117 degrees outside. I'm not sure I want to get off of this bus. And so we got out, and it was, I don't know if you've ever been like in a hundred, you know, they say like the desert's a dry heat. If it's 117 degrees, it's just hot out, you know, it like cooks you. And it was just like, oh. So we get off the bus and we walk down. They had kind of the shelter, so it provided a little bit of shade. And so we had the pilgrims go down to the water. Now we didn't baptize anybody again. We don't believe in rebaptism or anything like that. But we did go down to the Jordan River, and because of a lot of the agriculture now and stuff, by the time that it gets there's not a lot of water that gets down there, and so it was kind of green. There was kind of stuff growing. It looked kind of nasty, but anyway, so we got to go down in the water, and so I poured water on all the pilgrims, just as we renewed in the shade. We kind of renewed our baptismal promises, and then we poured water on. But it was just a beautiful experience, just to really go out in the wilderness, into the desert there, and to just see the place where these things happened, and you can almost. You know, you can almost hear, John the Baptist, you know, crying out in the desert, "Prepare the way of the Lord." And where he was baptizing, it's probably about 20 miles from Jerusalem, and so you have a lot of people going out. And so if you're taking your donkey, it's about a donkey can do about 15 miles in a day. So it's a little bit, if you're going out there, there's a little bit of a commitment, you know, to going out there and to seeing what John is doing. And he's this voice, you know, crying out in the wilderness. What is he doing out there? What are people going out there to see? You know, it's not recorded that John is doing a lot of miracles or anything like that. What are they going out to see? What are they going at? Why are people flocking out there? Why are people going out into this desert heat? Why are they going down into this this dirty little river, you know, to be baptized? And the answer is, there's something about what he's saying. And there's something about how he's saying it. And the Spirit and the power of God have filled him up. So it's not just like, you know, like when I say these things, they're just like, eh, whatever, fine. You know, but like when John says it, you know, like people like really believe him. It's like, whoa, better get my stuff together. And so, what is his basic message that he's preaching? He's proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And so they're going out to be baptized, and they're going down to the Jordan, and what are they doing? And they're not just listening to him, but when he's preaching to him, their hearts are opened. And the power of the word that comes forth from him, it touches their heart and opens them up and helps them to realize their own sinfulness. It helps them to realize that they're not on the path of God, that they're not living in the manner in which God wants them to live. And so what do? As a sign of their sorrow for their sin, they go down into the river. And they're plunged into the waters. And again, maybe it was in the spring when you got a lot more water and it's clean and stuff like that, and it's coming down. It's a little bit cooler, but at the same time, you know, you go down into the waters, and the idea of going down into the waters and coming up is that idea of you're dying to yourself. You're dying to your sin, and you're coming up. Is acknowledging that you want to be washed clean by the power of God. But John he's just saying that this is just a precursor. This is just a preview of coming attractions. We're just getting ready to the way. We're just getting your hearts ready. What you're experiencing now is just but a foretaste. It's just a foreshadowing of what is to come. Because one mightier than I is coming after me, and I'm not worthy to even unbuckle the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with Holy Spirit and power. This baptism that I give, it's just a symbol, but when the baptism of the Christ comes, it's going to come into you and it's going to free you from your sins. It's going to fill you up with God's life and with his love. So that you can be witnesses to the truth and the power and the love of God. And so this word that John was preaching all those years ago, this word of God is coming to us again. The same thing every year. Why? Because we need to hear it. What is the word? It's prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight his path. We prepare the way of the Lord by repenting of our sins. What does repentance mean? It's not just saying, I'm sorry, but it's choosing to go in a different direction. I was going down this road of sin, but I'm choosing to go back. I'm choosing to turn around. I'm choosing to go a different direction. The Greek word that they use for conversion is metanoia, change of mind. It's not like, and it's not just like, I'm changing my mind. You know, I was going to have pizza for supper, but you know what? I think I'm going to go have Mexican. No! Not changing my mind like that. It's meaning reorienting ourselves away from Satan and evil and reorienting ourselves to God so that we can behold his face, so that we can have that encounter with him. Because the sinfulness that resides within us in our hearts is an impediment to a relationship with God. And so, the acknowledgement of our sinfulness is the first step. Because when we acknowledge our sins and we repent of those and say, I don't want to do those sins again. I don't want to commit that. Then God does the rest. His mercy is poured into us. Fills us up. Takes away our sin and gives us his life. So what does this mean for us today? Well, it really is important for us to think about our lives and our sin. And it's not just to say, you know, I'm a terrible, awful person. No, it's not that. It's just to say that what are the things in my life that are harming my relationship with God? You know, I was trying to explain this to the kids the other day in school, and I was talking about, think about it in a marriage relationship. If a husband and wife are not, if they don't care about the other person's feelings, if they don't care, you know, that something's hurting the other person, that's not good for the relationship. And the same way with God. There's things that we can do that are really offensive, that really harm that relationship. And it's not good. You know, God is perfect. God is holy. It hurts us. Prepare
Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight his paths. So this is why for us as Catholics, the sacrament of confession is such a powerful sacrament. Because when we go to confession in humility and we acknowledge that sinfulness, it's also the reality that I don't want to commit the sin anymore. I want to do better. I want to live in a deeper relationship of love with God. And I just know that the power that sacrament has had in my own life, in my constant need for renewal, because I'm, and again, maybe you guys are much better off in the spiritual life than I am, but I'm constantly messing up. It's like, oh. Prepare the way of the Lord, because when we acknowledge that sinful, when we have that repentance for the forgiveness of sins, it is then when Christmas comes, and we come before the manger, and we behold the face of God, it's a beautiful baby. We are ready for that. And we're able to receive him. Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. This time of Advent is a beautiful season for us. So let us really strive to think about, how can we grow in our relationship with our Lord? What are the impediments? What are the sins? And as we turn away from that sinfulness and turn back to him, it is then that we may truly be filled with his love, with his joy, and his peace.